about to go somewhere odd now. Time's horizon, elevation starts to drop down. A little secret, don't kiss and tell, you're so bad. I'll probably see you in hell. Welcome to hell, baby. This is podcast hell.
The last time I was here, I got roped into saying stuff that might be construed as politically pretty incorrect.
Yeah.
I don't want to be wearing the radio station that my brother works for.
That's probably right.
On the
Does your brother have like a family he supports or something?
No.
Okay. Well then who fucking cares if you ruin his life?
I don't care about my I don't think my brother would face any repercussions. I just think that maybe I would face some repercussions from
Who do you think is watching this?
I don't know. I have a lot of faith in you.
Nobody with any power is watching this.
But they could.
But they're not.
But you don't know what's going to happen, and once it's on the internet, it's there forever.
That's true. It's a bullet out of a gun.
Yeah. Once
it's just you shoot one racist bullet, and now you're forever known as a guy who, you know, once said something he wishes he could have taken back.
Yeah.
But I also just feel like it's kind of at the point now where if somebody wants to get you, they'll get you.
Yeah.
So like maybe just like fucking chill out on it.
Yeah, I think like that's probably not true.
I'm going to look at this. I should have done this pre-show. Look at that.
Yeah, that's much cleaner.
And now we've got this great.
I really want to play with some of these.
Yeah.
Who is that?
It's Aaron Nola. Brad Stoll broke it.
Oh, Brad Stoll.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like he broke his neck.
He did break his neck.
Man.
I threw Brad a football and he fumbled it and it hit, knocked over Aaron Nola. And then Brad pretended like it was on purpose, like he was doing a funny bit.
Right.
But in actuality, he's a dork and he couldn't catch the fucking ball.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed my.
I did notice, actually.
My skills with that.
I don't know why I didn't give you credit. I should have.
I
did not give you notice, and you caught it back.
Yeah.
You caught it like a shortstop, and it took a weird hop. That was nice.
I've said this before. I don't have a lot of skills, but I do think one skill that I have, this is strange, is just if something's falling off a table, I can catch it.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, I'll spot it out of the... And I'll catch... I think I have an above average ability.
Let me see the ball for a second.
To catch things that are about to fall off the table.
Are you ready?
Yeah. No, I won't even look.
You're not even looking?
Yeah. Dude, that was.
You know what's crazy is you were closer. That I was just trying to jokingly throw it way out of. You got pretty close.
I mean, the timing was correct. It just my arm isn't long enough.
Yeah. What's up, buddy?
So if there's anything, I don't know how to monetize that.
You can.
I can?
You can. You'd have to probably you'd have to go to like a freak show.
I can't run very fast. I can't. I'm not strong. Like I can't play a sport. I would love to play a sport. I could do that, but
you
I
think
don't.
You played football in high school?
In high school.
That kind of counts.
That was 25 years ago.
So I think what you could do is like you'd have to like when I said freak show, I wasn't trying to be like mean. I mean like they have like some sort of thing where the whole idea is everything you're looking at is ironic.
Yeah.
And kitschy kind of thing. Yeah. Like you could be like the table guy.
Yeah.
And you just have like people just roll a ball and you just always catch it.
But it needs to be, nobody can expect it, especially like I can't even be expecting it. If it's somebody like, if it's going to be like, oh, okay, I have time to prepare. I'm not catching it.
It has to happen.
It's got
to
be the wine glass that's going to ruin the rug. And I go, and they go, oh my God, you saved my rug. And I go, oh, I don't know how to do it.
I don't think there's a way to monetize.
I don't think so either.
How many times are our knees going to touch? You have a wider stance on the fucking Jesus. Look at this. Your knee is so far past.
It's warm. It's getting warm outside, Eric.
It's not warm in here, though. I turned on the AC.
I know, but it's just.
It's the wide gate.
Yeah. It's part of my.
You know what this is? I feel like I got on an airplane and I'm sitting. You have the legs. Your leg space is that of like a fat guy on an airplane.
Right.
Like there's no.
Right.
There's no share in the armrest. You're just into my seat.
And I'd like to blame it on the size of the genitalia, which is. That's
not true.
You
would be fine with a quarter of the space.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's an intimidation thing, it's an alpha thing.
to just sit as wide as you can. Well, I remember because, like, that was a thing that, like, feminists were saying. They'd be like, men man-spreading on the subway in New York.
Yeah.
And I would just be like, yeah, it's fucking hot.
Yeah.
And I have balls. Yeah. It's fucking miserable.
Yeah.
I don't understand why that's, like, a... I mean, here it is just, it's your attempt to establish a dominance early on.
I think I was making a joke about that, but honestly, now that I think about it.
It probably is.
I think, like, it is. I think really.
Or it's a comfort thing. It also could just be like, I'm comfortable. I want to be comfortable on the podcast. Maybe we're overanalyzing it. Well, if you sit like that with that look.
I'm just trying to figure out why am I.
Yeah.
There are some legs on the bottom of this rolly chair. Yeah, I was comfortable to get my feet on to perch.
Yeah.
So maybe that splays the knees opening.
You know what? Enjoy it. It's you're only here for once every couple months.
Yeah. How much longer?
Who am I to tell? What do you got? You got 55 minutes left? We just count down every. Let's just move it along. Look, I don't want to bring up the debate we were having right before the podcast, but I want to just to fill them in quickly.
Yeah.
We're talking about how the some teams, like the Houston Oilers, go to a different city.
I wore this shirt purposely.
Yeah, which is great.
For you.
Which is great.
Yeah.
But, like, some teams will go from a city to a new city, and, like, all the team stats or whatever, they go with the team where it moves.
Which is
and you are supporting standard. That.
That's how it works.
But
it's the team moves.
But you don't think it's appropriate that in Cleveland... Like, Art Modell moves the Browns to Baltimore in the middle of the night.
Right.
1998.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's heartbroken.
Right.
In 2004, the Browns come back, and they sold the rights of the team and the uniform and everything back to Cleveland so that they could have the Browns. And, like, Bernie Kosar, his jersey and his stats are Cleveland Browns stats and not Baltimore Ravens stats. Do you support that, or you're like, no? Bernie Kosar to Baltimore, where you belong, where you never played.
Yeah.
Where do you support?
I don't want to go on record as saying either way because it doesn't truly matter. If that's what the team wants to do, that's fine. But it makes most sense to me that if the team leaves the city to go to another city, that's still the team. That's still the right entity. All the records go with that team. When Jackie Robinson never played in Los Angeles... He is still, LA is still, the LA Dodgers, they still are extremely proud that the Dodgers are the first team to integrate baseball.
But they shouldn't be.
I'm
saying they should have integrated baseball. No. I'm saying that
Brooklyn
did it.
Branch Rickey, specifically Branch Rickey did it.
In Brooklyn.
So but you think the city of Brooklyn gets credit for integrating baseball?
The neighborhood of Brooklyn.
Not the baseball team, the Dodgers.
No, I think...
That doesn't make any sense.
I think it belongs to the people. I think wherever it happened, it belongs to the people that live in that place.
Okay.
That supported that team. Like, I know that there's, like... Again, this is an example from my real life. We went to the Rams-Eagles game last year.
Okay.
And at halftime, they, like... what are they? Oh, they retired... Dick Vermeil, or they put him into the Hall of Fame. The Los Angeles Rams Hall of Fame. Guess who doesn't give a fuck about Dick Vermeil going into the Hall of Fame? Anybody living in Los Angeles. Because he never coached here. He coached in St. Louis and won a Super Bowl in St. Louis. So in order to make sure that people weren't just fucking pissing and getting food during his like Hall of Fame inductment, they scheduled it during the Eagles game because a bunch of Eagles fans were there. And the Eagles fans cheered for Dick Vermeil because he coached in Philly and took us to a Super Bowl. But they had to do that because it's not his real fucking place.
Right.
He's in St. Louis.
Right.
Just have a building in St. Louis that says St. Louis Rams Hall of Fame. And it's all the players that were there when the city was there. And when they came to Los Angeles, it's a new thing.
Yeah.
Keep the uniform.
Yeah.
But like... Like, when the Los Angeles Rams won the Super Bowl, they were going like, all right, their second Super Bowl title. No, it's their first one. The fucking St. Louis Rams won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I just think it's bullshit. Yeah. I think it's like those banners should hang in the stadium where they were won, not in the town that the team moved to.
I mean, that is a good argument, but I don't understand how to make that
reality. I don't know. I don't know how either. But this thing you're wearing now, this was a huge story in the NFL last year. Do you remember what happened?
No.
The Texans played the Titans.
Okay.
And on that day, the Titans wore those uniforms against the Houston Texans. Fuck you.
Yes, yes.
And you know what happened?
No.
Texans won on the last play of the game.
Okay.
Beat them.
Okay.
And they said, take those fucking uniforms off.
Yes.
So to me,
I remember seeing like highlights of the Titans wearing the Oilers uniforms and going like, oh, that's cool. But I didn't realize
they were playing the Texans.
Yeah, I didn't put all that together.
Yeah, they were trying. It was a stick it. And why? What did Houston do to Tennessee?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's a sticky situation. I've never been in a city where the team leaves. I've always just dreaded that. I'm not the biggest sports nut fan on the planet, but
yeah.
I like my local teams.
You like Dallas teams.
Well, Dallas Cowboys is my number one.
But like, what are your other teams?
I go for the Rams. I pull for the Rams.
You go for football.
Yeah.
So you don't even like baseball.
I'm a huge Dodger fan.
I'm saying name your teams.
Yeah, Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Just got a new Dodgers hat yesterday, actually.
Wait, so you're a Dodgers fan? But you're not a Cowboys fan because they were winning when you were a kid. You're a Cowboys fan because you grew up there.
I'm from San Antonio, Texas. Yeah.
Okay, so why don't you like the Spurs?
I like the Spurs, yeah, sure.
Okay, so shouldn't you also, what baseball team should you like?
Houston, Astros, either one.
You didn't say the Astros, you said the Dodgers, which tells me.
What?
I don't know.
I'll explain it to you.
It's like your thing of like when you move, you take the thing with you.
Okay,
I don't know.
I grew up a Cowboys fan because I'm from Texas, and when I was this kid in San Antonio, the Oilers were still around. There's the Houston Oilers and the Dallas Cowboys. A lot of people were split. My best friend growing up was an Oilers fan, but my family, my grandfather and uncle and that side of the family were all Cowboys fans, so I was a Cowboys fan. And then, but San Antonio, you know, it's kind of split 50-50, Houston, Dallas. Then Houston Oilers leave, and then pretty much the whole, all of South Texas goes to Cowboys. And so for me watching Cowboys games here in Los Angeles, it's like it's a throwback to my childhood and my like connections and family. But I like baseball a lot, but I don't like watch baseball on TV. And I would go, I've been to Rangers games as a kid, and we'd go to Astros games, and we'd go to Astro World in Houston.
I remember Astro World.
Yeah.
No longer there.
No.
No, but they shoot movies there.
They took it, but all the, they moved it to Singapore, and all the records went with it. Astro World, Singapore.
You with the callbacks on this podcast, it's not a fucking improv show, Ross. You don't need to bring it all back. Yeah. It's not. Yeah. We're not in the second beat.
They opened a world's tallest roller coaster is in Astro World, Singapore. That belongs in Houston.
What was the name of that roller coaster? I wrote it.
The
wooden roller coaster that was the biggest had the biggest drop
in Houston.
Yes, at Astro World.
I don't know.
It was there. I when I was
because San Antonio also has a very large wooden roller coaster.
Yeah,
well, and a Six Flags.
It could be the bigger one now because the one in Houston was destroyed.
Yeah.
I used to do a bit about wooden roller coasters in my old act.
Awful.
Awful bit.
No, yeah, the bit, not the roller coaster. I love roller coasters.
You've never heard the bit.
No. I love roller coasters. Wooden roller coasters, though, beat you up because they're so shaky.
They're so good, man. That's what a roller coaster should feel like. You know, we're getting into vinyl records lately, me and Liz.
Yeah.
And a wooden roller coaster feels like a vinyl record. It's like, this is the way roller coasters.
So shaky.
You're not meant to do loop-de-loops and flip upside down or like, you know, ride like with your taint above your eyes like you do in a lot of roller coasters now.
Yeah.
You're meant to just go up and down, big and tall.
Yeah.
That's a roller coaster. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of wooden. And if you go to the Six Flags that's like near us.
I've been there.
Yeah. They got a wooden roller coaster that goes upside down.
Really?
But yeah, it's like half wood, half steel.
Like Speaking of my genitalia,
I don't get it.
It's I have a surgical implant. Okay, is what that means.
What would theoretically if you were to get a surgical implanted genitalia, you're doing that to solidify it, to grow the size?
I think it's like the old Reebok pumps.
Yeah.
I think that's what you do.
You just go. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
I think you get an external pump.
That wouldn't be too bad. Honestly, if you could sign up for that when you get to like the age of 70, where you just have to like pump it a little bit.
Yeah, somehow there's like a catheter maybe or some sort of.
Yeah.
And you just go. Shh, shh. I have no idea if this exists, but I'm pretty sure that's
my understanding.
I think it does.
My understanding of old guys' dicks is that they do not work at a certain age. Right. They stop working.
I've heard that.
Like you kind of have to just like you get really into knitting.
Yeah.
Or like
old guys in
or maybe you like you start to like paint.
Painting. They do painting. You do
some paint, some finger paints.
Yeah.
But all your painting is like you with a heart on.
Yeah.
Just and like your perfect fleshy erect penis.
Yeah.
That no longer exists.
That shakiness adds to the it's part of the aesthetic. They go, oh, it's really.
Oh, it's like he really reimagined the idea of good painting.
Yeah.
It's just shaking. George
W. Bush is, no, that's what he does now.
He's a big painter.
Big painter. And I'm sure part of it is like he probably wanted it to look more realistic, but the fact that he can't, you know, quite do it is like adds to the aesthetic.
So when people show his paintings and people go, they're good, I always go, like, are they? I don't know art. I can't, like, is he good or bad?
It's like watching Obama's documentaries. It's the same thing.
Let me tell you something. Obama's movie is shit.
Which one?
The Here We Come Into Your Bomb Shelter. The new one. It's got Julia Roberts in it. It fucking sucked. I watched it.
Right, but you watch it as like a progressive, like, oh, it's Obama, and then...
No.
Like,
I did not watch it. I didn't know it was Obama until the very end.
Okay.
And then, like, the end of the movie happens. It's a stupid ending.
Yeah.
Just fade to black, and then just a big picture of Obama.
Yeah.
And he goes, fuck you. And he just says, he's like, I know it was bad. He comes up at the end.
Yeah.
It's him and Michelle.
I think once you've run the country, you have now earned the right to whatever you do. If people go, that's amazing.
You just have to pretend.
If you're a painter... Oh my God, you're a documentary producer, it's the Obamas produced. It's amazing. You've earned that.
Of all the things that the presidents and the things they've done after they left the presidency, Jimmy Carter, by far the gayest. Making houses for people who need them? Fuck you, man. Make a movie.
Who's doing this? I saw a comedian talking about this. Just a few days ago.
Oh, I stole that bit.
Was that you?
No.
Oh. No, it wasn't.
Ross, hold that microphone further from your fucking face.
Holding it here.
You had right here. No, you don't have to, like, touch your tonsils. There's a happy medium
between here and in your fucking eye.
You can just split the difference. Look at that bad boy.
I get so comfortable swinging it around.
Mics are for singing, not swinging. Okay. You know the reference?
No. Is that a dick thing?
No, it's the Taking Back Sunday brand new rivalry.
Okay.
From the early 2000s.
Okay.
It's not that interesting.
I don't know.
That was a bad detour.
Is it a music thing?
It's a music thing.
I don't know music.
Not a big music guy? Top three bands. Go.
You don't want to know.
Oh, no. Are they bad? What do you like?
You've never heard of them.
Let me hear them.
They're just like Podunk, Texas.
Let me hear them.
I grew up listening to country music exclusively.
Okay, what are the name three?
I grew up on Robert Earl King Jr.
Robert Earl King Jr.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a legendary Texas bluegrassy guy.
All right.
Legend in Texas. Pat Green.
Corey
Morrow.
Yeah.
Roger Krager.
You were right. We don't need to go there.
These are dudes who you go, they're like Texas, like America. I guess the word would be Americana, but more accurately, Texas country. It's a very distinct, it's different from like Nashville, Polish.
The thing I noticed is that there's no band names. It's just the guy.
Dudes, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, my favorite band, John Smith, Tony Parker. Yeah. It's just naming fucking people.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, there's no like Benny Highbeams and the Carburetors, you know, like fun.
I don't know what it is about me. I can't get in. I like music. I listen to music. But when we get into the minutia of the bands and the, yeah, how they affect the culture,
it gets boring.
It's not even, I don't think it's boring. I think it is fascinating, but I don't, it's, it goes over my head.
We know what
it's,
it is.
It's like I sat out. It's like there was a giant chunk of culture that I just, it's like if you go through a cafeteria and you're just like video games and TV shows and movies and music, I just was like never, like I would just go through the cafeteria line and just be like, no, I already got my three guys that I don't need the rest of that.
You didn't have your balanced breakfast culture.
And I do suffer from that now as an adult.
I mean, it's like that with anything though. Like you can, if you're like, I want to try to read this year, and then you like go on YouTube and you're like, what are the 10 best
books? I'm going to try. We know you're not a reader because you said, and then you go, I want to try to read. So I did the logical next part, which is go to YouTube.
No. Well, my wife watches like BookTube.
Yeah.
So BookTube, it's like people that like, they read literally like 10 books a week.
Yeah.
And then they come on, they're like, this book was okay. It did this, it did this, it did that. This book I didn't like. So, and they're like fucking 400 page books. Like, are they even enjoying the book at that point to be reading it that fast? This fucking book, Pitbull, right here.
Yeah.
This took me like 3 years. Boring as shit. Just how bad we are to pitbulls.
Did your wife pick that book out for you?
No, I got that book.
Can I tell you something about your wife picking books out for you?
What?
Last time I was here,
she picked out a book for me.
The book was sitting there, and you talked about, it was a Jack Ryan, I think.
No, it was... no, it's the other one.
Anyway.
No, wait, I want to get it right. Okay. It's Reacher.
Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher.
And you told this sweet story of like, you wanted to read, but you didn't know where to start. And so your wife went to the library and picked out this book for you because she knows you and your personality and what, and you said, you go, and you start reading it and you're like, oh my God, I love this book. It's even better than the movies. I really like that story, and I've thought about that story many times.
Yeah.
I was in a relationship at that moment, the time I heard that story, and I'm not in a relationship, and not to get too, like, deep here, but that was kind of a big part of why I'm not in that relationship.
Oh, wow.
Because I just thought, that's what I would like. I would like a relationship with somebody who's like, I really know this guy, and I know what it's not that he needs this. I'm not trying to fix him. It's like, I think he would want this, and I know him, and I know how to help him meet that need.
I think
very sweet.
I'd have to ask Liz what her full, I don't know if her intention was. I know she wanted me to enjoy reading, because the way I used to do is I would pick a book like Sapiens or like some like dense, hard to read book that's like very like almost always nonfiction.
Right.
I would read it like it's fucking homework, and I'd be like, God damn it, 10 more pages tonight. And she'd be like, "What? Why are you read something fun?" And I'm like, no, I don't want to be like a dumb guy. I want to like learn something.
Right.
And she was like, just read a fucking fun book. I will get you a fun book. And so she's gotten me 3 books from the library that I've been like, these books are fucking great. I go through them quick. They're fun, easy reads.
Right.
And like, I don't know if part of it is like, she does want me to be less dumb and read more instead of like just watching YouTube and being like, they're fucking, everything's gotten too woke, and slam my computer shut. Okay. She wants me reading, but I think she also wants me happy. It's probably a combo.
Okay.
But like I do.
So I'm trying to give Liz a compliment and the relationship a compliment.
I'm taking it away.
And you're like, it's not as,
no, I think
it's not as nice as you think.
I think you'd have to ask her. I do think my wife is a very kind person who does think like that.
Yeah.
And she does think about like the quality of someone's experience in life more than I do, more than I think of it for myself. Yeah. But I think like that's like, you're right. When you get in the right relationship for you, you're like, you'll do that for the other person. They'll do that for you. It's
It seemed like as you were telling the story, it just seemed like I was like, oh, that's like, I was like, I bet you Liz is just kind of naturally does stuff like that. And I thought, not that my ex-girlfriend was a monster. She's a wonderful person, but
selfish bitch. I got you.
No, I wouldn't use the word selfish or bitch, but yeah. I would say there was a large like lacking in just
thinking outside yourself, maybe.
Yeah.
I think it's easy for people to do that nowadays where it's like they just get lost in like thinking about their own mental health and stuff. And it's like, you know, the easiest way to feel better about what's going on in here is to do something nice for someone else.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like my mental health is very much benefited by like the little things I do to try to make my wife's life a little more pleasant, because it makes me stop thinking about me and just being like, what do I need to understand myself and my own happiness? And it's like, you're never going to fucking find that.
Yeah.
So like, just treat other people well. And like, part of your identity then becomes like a little bit of a service to other people. Like, I don't know. I think to me, I like that. I think that's like a positive in our relationship. I think we both do it in our own way. But she's also like an expert on books. She watches BookTube. So she knows like what kind of books to get people and gift books. And
Is BookTube part of YouTube or is it totally different?
It's like, yeah. It's like when I was in college and I was going on YouTube to watch like soldiers getting beheaded in Iraq, my wife was looking up books. Like, I was on DeathTube, she was on YouTube. Or BookTube. So it's just like, she's into it. She loves reading. And like, she's helping me get a little more into it by like choosing books for me that I would, I won't toil through.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, how many fucking pages do I need to read about the goddamn agricultural revolution?
Yeah, it is.
Yuval Noah Haraldi. We get it.
Yeah.
Fucked up his name.
It's a sweet thing.
Yeah, I'm glad it ended your relationship. Did you ever yell it at her? Did you be like, you never get me books? Why aren't you more like Liz?
Why aren't you more like Liz? Yeah, I think that's the last thing I said to her.
There's so many people out there that are nice ladies. I think you'll find one.
All right.
You're like, I regret bringing this up.
No, I don't. I don't at all.
It's good.
If there's anybody out there, I'm looking.
I would set you up. I would set you up with if I knew a single woman.
If I knew
I'll keep my ear to the ground for you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. What's your? Do you have a type?
Nice.
Nice.
Kind. You said kind, and I've thought about that a lot. And that you weren't the first one that brought that up, but I do think I'm becoming less superficial as I age, and I'm starting to really kind of get attracted to different people who aren't physically in my traditional type in my mind, but who behave a certain way, the kindness and the thoughtfulness.
Nice.
I've started noticing that. I'm like, oh my God, I think I could date a person like that, and they're not necessarily like
the stereotypical Ross broad.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's maturity. I don't know if that's desperation. I don't know if that's
a little concoction. A little
I don't know if I'm going blind and I don't know.
No, I think it's like, I think you're probably looking for a partner.
Yeah.
You're not just looking for like a lady to bang.
Right.
I mean, it'd be nice to get laid too. Getting laid is great.
Right.
But it's like you want people who are kind, who can be like your friend.
Right.
When you're done having sex.
Yes.
Yeah. That's also a tough thing because
they don't have to be my friend necessarily. Because I've burned relationships with that.
Well, I'll say this. I said this on the last podcast too, because Mike was here yesterday, Perkins. And not yesterday, last week.
Name drop, jeez.
The listenership just plummeted. They're like, Mike Perkin. Sorry, Mike. I'm just joking. We were talking about, like, fuck, what were we talking about?
Relationships and, like, not being... Being your friend, being like being...
That's what it was. The friend thing.
Yeah.
When I got with Liz, and like after we got married, she was like, you're my best friend. And I was like, my best friend's JJ.
Did that freak you out?
No, just because I was like, I at the time I had this opinion of like, no, like your friends are your friends and your wife or your girlfriend is your wife or your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And that's a different thing and you don't need to like combine that. But then like... A year into marriage, I was like, you are my best friend.
Wait, so she said that right after y'all got married?
She said that. I think she said that earlier.
Okay.
It took me a while for her to become my best friend because I think it's just different. Like, the way I joke with my friends,
yeah,
it's like, I was like probably a little more like, I didn't want to like upset her or anything.
Right.
But like, once you get to know somebody and go through the stuff we went through, we had like a lot of stuff going on the first year we were married that was... difficult.
Yeah.
And once we got through that, it's like the way we would joke, I feel like it just became like we became better friends. Like,
yeah,
there's nowhere to say it. Like, it sucks because you have like other friends and you're like, sorry guys, you've just been, my wife has become my best friend. But I'm very proud of that. Like, I didn't just say it.
Yeah.
When she said to me, I was like, you just, you know, like you get like guilted into saying it back.
So,
and she didn't get upset either. She was like, really? I was like, no, I mean, you're a friend. Like, no, I love you.
So you literally said, JJ's, she said, you're my best friend.
Yeah.
And you actually said, oh, cool, JJ's my best friend. You said that.
I think I said something like that. I don't think I said it like that coldly, but yeah. I said something
and
like
so
that.
And so her reaction was?
Her reaction was like, what?
Oh, I was expecting a.
She was a little, I think she's probably a little hurt.
You can also, I mean, that's a white lie.
I try to avoid those. Unless I feel like I absolutely have to do it, I really try to avoid those. Because I feel like it sets improper expectations in a relationship. And then you have to remember, the thing is, I have such a fucking terrible memory, I forget what I white lied about.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I try to be like honest and real 6 months later, and she's like, but you said this. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And that was such a huge... like undermining thing in my previous relationships is like girlfriends thought I was like a liar because I would say little white lies and forget and then not be able to keep track of.
Yeah. What, and not for any other reason other than just
their feelings.
Politeness. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not hiding anything.
I've never cheated or anything like that.
Right.
But like, I just feel like it's better to have a little tiny fight, but the person knows what's up. Than to keep the peace, but eventually it's like they get fucking sick of you.
All right.
Also,
you're winning me over.
Also, let me tell you this too. Here's the thing. Like, ladies, turn the volume down for a little bit. Let me tell you what the fucking ladies, they like a guy with a little bit of fucking fight. Yeah. All right. They don't want some little bitch that rolls over and just says everything. It's like, that's how you try to get laid when you're 18. What bands do you like? I like them too. Yeah. You just agree with whatever the person
says. I get a lot
of
women on the what bands do you like thing because I know.
Yeah.
So many.
They're like, I like Sigur Rós.
No,
and like,
back to the I have no bands. Anyway, continue. Yeah.
No, I
that's call as another callback, Eric. Come on.
Stop with these callbacks. Live in the moment. Here's the other thing. Nobody's listening that intently. So when you call back,
they don't remember what I said 20 minutes ago.
People go, "Why is the conversation? Why did the conversation get weird?" Cuz they don't remember.
Oh god.
Also, it's hard for me to clip it.
Oh, right. That makes sense.
I'm like, fuck it. I'm not going to spend 20 minutes searching for the funny thing he said 20 minutes later.
That makes sense.
It just doesn't translate. Anyway, I'm blabbing on. Just tell the fucking truth.
Okay, I will. I'll start telling the truth.
Yeah,
I'm a truthful guy.
You don't strike me as a liar.
I'm not a liar.
Here's the thing. When women call you a liar.
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm like cheating.
Yeah, no.
Fucking like I'm gambling. Like like real lies.
Yeah,
the idea that I would get in trouble because I would say something like, you know, like, I don't know.
You're my best friend. And then tweet and then text JJ.
You're my best friend.
And then she sees the text.
Something like that.
Wait a second.
I thought you said
I was your best
friend. No more
friend.
I thought you said. More like I say the thing. They go, really? And I go, yeah, but, you know, here's the explanation. And
I think you're more of a man's man.
A little, in some ways.
I am.
I don't know.
I'm not a pussy. I'm not a pushover, but I have turned relationships into, I've made the woman all the things.
Yeah.
The best friend, the lover, the therapist, the roommate, the mommy in some, you know, Oedipus ways, you know.
You like, ever say mommy during the act?
Yeah, no. Maybe that's how it happened.
It's the only way.
Oh, is that why she took on those mommy roles?
Yeah.
No, but like you know, chores and type stuff, you know, the mommy role of like, oh, put your things away, you know.
Yeah.
So I have done that in the past, and that's like not.
It's not good.
No, and I figured it when I realized that that's what I had done. I was like, oh.
Yeah, you gotta.
I had just moved to LA. I hadn't been here that long. So she just was like, oh, she'll just be all the roles that I need in my life. She'll just be all of them.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's like, I remember I was in a relationship or I had like an unrequited thing with this girl one time.
I don't know what that's like.
Well, you know what it was? I was watching The Office and it's like Jim and Pam.
Yeah.
Season.
Yeah. You were Pam?
I was Jim. I was like, she was with somebody else.
Oh, that's right. At the beginning. That's right.
I thought we should be together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I would like kind of act like Jim.
Yeah.
And it was like, and then that ended horribly. It did not end like The Office. It ended like, I'm happy here, bro.
Yeah.
And just like going like, oh, fuck, I'm not in a TV show. This is like my life.
Right.
And I'm being an idiot right now. Like that was the dumbest. Anybody could have seen that with just how bad I feel now and how embarrassing that moment was coming a year and a half away.
Yeah.
Like I was setting myself up for that.
Yeah.
The hope, though.
You had hope in your eyes.
It was just like, but you just learn. You're like, that's not even if I really like wanted that girl, what I should have done is just been like, you know, you're with that guy and I just can't be around it. So
right.
I wish you the best of luck, but
yeah,
I got to go.
You know where I live. You know where I am.
You know where I am. But like, I'm going to go live my life and that's it.
That's what you do.
And you cut it off sooner than they want. And then they go, oh, that guy. It's almost like I just have so much advice
and you
to my younger self.
And also, like, you're not my best friend.
You're not my best friend.
JJ is. And then you walk away.
I wish I could have. The other thing I wish I could have done was like handling breakups with grace fucking rules. When you can like, I've only had one really. Like, and it was right before I got with Liz. The last
one graceful breakup?
Where I was like the perfect breakup.
And then everything else has just been train wreck? Like, just like burn the shit.
Everything else was like, let's get back together and then not.
Eventually
we hate each other see him 5 years later. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And
that's where
like,
I am. That's where I am right now. Yeah.
But like, I had one breakup right before Liz, or not right before, like a couple months before, where it was like, I was hanging out with this girl. I saw red flags, took her out to dinner, and I was like, this is not working. I'm not happy. We gotta stop. And she was like, but I still want it. She started doing the, but why can't we just like, and I was like, yeah, you know, like, I think you're great, but I just don't think it's a fit. And I'm just not happy. I'm just not happy. I just kept like kind of going back to that.
I'm not happy.
Yeah. I think you're great. Maybe it's me. I don't really know, but I got to, we got to stop.
Yeah.
And like fucking hard cut.
Adult.
Yes. Breakup.
Yes.
And I walked out of there being like, God damn, that was amazing.
Yeah. You felt good because you still,
just like it sucks in the moment, but like when you walk away from it, you're like, the fucking weight.
Yes.
You walk away. It must feel like,
yeah,
it must feel like I've never like lit a city on fire and then turned away from it to go to the next place. But like you can feel the heat,
yeah.
Like behind you, just like I'm not gonna look back. Yeah. You just fucking
and you know you did it for you to go forward with your life,
yeah,
and not for any like she'll come back. Yeah,
no,
like,
you're like
she'll come back because I've done that too, and that's a shitty thing to do. But I've also done that. I'm just like, oh, this is what I need for my life. I need to get out of here. Confrontation sucks. I don't want to do this because it'll hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
I'll feel bad because I hurt her feelings, but by doing it, I move forward.
And also you like it's like, you're not being cruel. Like the other thing is like, if you're going to break up with somebody, part of the process of them, somebody always is like the broken up person and the breaker upper.
Yes.
If you're breaking up, it's your role to feel a little bad. And if you're getting broken up with, you have to kind of hate the person for a little bit.
Yes.
And if you try to be too nice, you're actually being unkind.
Correct.
By doing that. You just have to be a little tiny bit of a dick. Not like a dick, but like it's fucking over.
Yeah.
Like I understand how you feel and we can talk about your feelings for a little bit.
Yeah.
But we are not doing this anymore. Like it is over.
I had somebody tell me that. She goes, you're the ex-boyfriend who broke up with her. You're the bad guy. That's just the role.
You're the bad guy.
You don't get to break up with her and comfort her. You can because I had this guilt of like, she was like, you can let go of that guilt. You can be the bad guy. Move on.
Yeah. I'm going to let the dog out real quick.
That was so big.
Yeah, man, use this.
There's also like
take this with you.
Yeah.
It's yours. All right, Gordon, get out of here.
There's a thing that what's the phrase? Quiet quitting that people are using now for their jobs.
I know that.
You know the term quiet quitting.
It's horrible. I did that in a relationship.
Exactly.
Once.
Like people talk about it in jobs, you're like, "Oh, I'm not going to quit this job, but I'm just going to not do as much work." And then
make somebody else fire me.
Make them fire me. Yeah. And you can do it in a relationship. And I've been guilty of it. And it's a shitty thing to do.
It's the shittiest thing to do. I quiet quit on a college girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's terrible because you put it on them.
And that makes them, they go crazy. They're like, oh, is he pulling away? Am I going crazy? Is he da-da-da-da? It's like, it's not a good thing.
QQ. That's horrible. A QQ. Quiet quit.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
I just
because you're too pussy to just end it.
Yeah, you're kind of not. There's like a script for a good breakup. It's the it's the guy breaking up with the girl usually.
Let's just be honest. Women need us. They can't get enough of us.
Ladies.
We're trying to live our lives. We got to play golf and go to baseball games. I don't know.
You can't get enough, and you know it. No. Okay, I can't. I'm just saying that because I can't do it from the other way. Because I've only been broken up with one girl every other time I broke up. So
You've only been dumped once?
I've only been dumped once, and then that one girl that was with somebody else that told me.
You're counting that as a relationship?
I'm not counting that. So, like, my first girlfriend broke up with me.
Yeah.
And
then every other time, you've just broken hearts. You just break hearts left and right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell.
Yeah. There's been a couple times where I like somebody more than they like me, and it wasn't going to go any further. But, like, those don't...
You preemptively get out of it?
Yeah, those aren't breakups. Those are just like, oh, I'm not... This isn't going the way I want it to go.
Yeah.
Type things. Okay. But anyway, the point is like, if you're breaking up with someone... You break up, you feel a little guilty in the moment. It's a terrible experience to do the breakup, but then you walk out, you get this great feeling right away.
Yeah.
Of like, oh my God, like that song, I'm like a bird, like that song plays
in
your head.
Please.
You soar away from whatever location you just broke up, and you are a free man. You're free.
Are you thinking of Free Bird?
No, I'm thinking of Nelly Furtado's I'm Like a Bird.
Okay, I'm not familiar.
You don't know music.
No.
So there's
Corey Morrow?
So there's that experience for you. The experience for the person getting broken up is that they're sad. they hate you, but then they get over you.
Yeah.
And then what they really do is like they forget about you.
Right.
And then you kind of like like a bird, you've flown away, but then like you're 2 months later, you're lonely again.
Right.
And you're like, hey, what's going on? And then they're like, no, they get to reject you.
Yeah.
In a text. Like they will move on and they have a range of emotions to come.
Yeah.
And you're fucking with it with your, if you're doing a quiet quit.
I'm working on a new joke right now.
Yeah.
The joke is, we'll go, I go, when you go into a breakup, I think it's harder to break up with somebody than it is to be broken up with.
A million times.
Yeah. You know, because if somebody breaks up with you, you get an opportunity to prove to them that they were wrong. But if you break up with somebody, you got to prove to yourself that you were right.
Yeah.
That's much harder to do. You just that back and forth in your head. Yeah. Did I do the right thing? What did I do? You know.
Here's how I know that I fucking quiet quit on my relationship. That girl broke up with me, and I didn't even count it as me being broken up with.
Because you're already out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just made me sad. That just bummed me out.
For her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was like so long ago. It's not a big, she's over it.
Should we call her and see if she's over it?
One way to find out.
How long ago was that? 10 years ago?
New part of the pod. I feel like the only people that listen to this pod are my family and maybe like once in a while an ex just being doing a Google check and being like, is that the guy I used to? And they listen for 5 seconds.
I can't believe I spent a second of my time being sad about that guy.
I was sad about that guy? Yeah.
Dodged a bullet. I think that we've gone pretty deep here into the breakup.
Yeah.
Subgenre. There's a whole subgenre of breakup podcasts.
I don't want to go into that.
I think you're in it.
Yeah. Well, this podcast can amble into any territory it wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of breakup podcasts, very few with two men.
Yes.
So,
very few with two men who start going, the only proper breakup is a man breaking up with a woman.
You know, that's not what we said.
It's the only...
We didn't say the only proper breakup. We said usually it's the man breaking up with a woman.
Yeah,
I don't even know if that's true.
I don't even know if that's true.
I don't know if that's true either.
It's just true in my life.
It seems true.
Are most of your breakups you getting broken up with or you breaking up with the lady?
I don't mean this to sound egotistical or that I'm some sort of magical person. I don't know if I've ever been dumped.
You've never been dumped? Wow.
Not by a long-term relationship. Not by like a significant relationship.
No, we're talking... Yeah.
I've been dumped by somebody I've seen. Like we went on like 4 dates and I was really into them. Yeah. And they're like, hey, I'm not really in that. You know, you're like, oh, that's not really a dump. That's
because you're a lovable guy.
Sis doesn't want to see me
anymore. Once L gets dropped, they can't pull themselves away.
Well, I tell them they're my best friend. I don't know if that's a... I don't know if that's a mistake or not.
Are you doing another callback?
I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Fuck.
You could clip all those together.
I'm not clipping all of these together. Good Lord.
Just put it as a disclaimer at the top. At the top of the episode, go, hey, guys, we got a special one for you today. Oh, if you stay with us for the entire hour and 20 minutes, you're going to get some callbacks at minute 16 and 20,
yeah, just let them, yeah, 25. Just be like, the payoff is totally worth it. Don't even question if this is going to be. Do you like my hat stand over there?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yes.
I'm surprised you're not wearing one of them.
I went no hat today.
This is maybe the second or third time I've ever seen you without a hat on.
Yeah, I go, I'm pretty heavy into hats.
I know you are. And sometimes I forget. I just, usually due to wear hats exclusively, I assume are bald. Not, I just like in the back of my mind, I just go,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of, he's bald. So whenever I see you without a hat, I'm surprised that A, you're not wearing one, and B, you've got an amazing head of hair.
I got an amazing head of hair.
It's not even like, there aren't any whites in there.
There are some. I'm getting some whites in my beard down here. And I've been, this is embarrassing to say.
Say it.
I pluck about 10 a night. Before I go to bed, I take tweezers and I go 1, 2, and if I got it crazy.
Really?
What I'll do is I'll usually take a comb and I'll just comb through my hair, and if a white hair pops out, I'll pull it. Now, I'm not going to do that forever, But I'm at the point now where it's
I don't think
like,
he'd do that if he was still if he were still living back east. I think that's LA superficiality.
It's true. All my friends back east are full gray now. They're just old.
All my friends back at Texas men. Look like I go back there and they're like, I don't know what it is. They look so much older than I am.
I know.
Is it because of the lifestyle here? We're
lifestyle.
Like, we're just a little bit more conscious of
lifestyle.
Sunscreen. I wear sunscreen.
Sunscreen makes a huge difference, by the way.
If I'm outside, I'm wearing sunscreen and a hat if it's sunny.
Sunscreen makes a huge difference.
I hydrate. I go to the gym.
Hydrating.
I don't have kids.
You just said the real one.
Yeah.
It's not sunscreen.
Yeah. It's children.
Children. It's like... Like, you know how presidents look like shit after 4 years?
Yeah. I think their artwork looks great. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Continue on into the...
Or their... fucking... That one wasn't too bad. That one was fine.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's what it is, though. I think...
No, but it's kids... Yes, they're great, and it's the best thing you'll ever do, and also it fucking sucks your soul out like a fucking Hoover vacuum.
No, but I'm glad to know that you pluck.
I do some plugs.
Because you're not some, like, you know, ultra-conservative right-wing dude, but you're not that guy.
It's perfect.
It's so I
you
like...
You just nailed it. I'm not that, but I'm not that also.
So living in L.A., it's just like everybody is so just, you know...
superficial?
Woke and progressive, and I support all of it. I support all of it. I support
book Ross on your bar show.
I support everything except the bad things. I don't support those things, and all the good things I do support.
And if there's two progressive people fighting, whatever the more progressive thing is, Ross thinks that. Unless that first progressive person leaves, in which case he thinks what that person who's still there.
I have a whole chart. It's a whole spreadsheet.
Yeah.
I identify as a progressive. I like living here and I like living, but I also like real people and I consider
women to know their place.
That's why I break up with them before they can do it.
You want to keep that border tight, reform amnesty. Yeah. You're a progressive guy.
Yeah. I vote for no hormones in the milk, but yeah, definitely keep the borders tight. But I look at you as like a real person who's got opinions you're a real guy from a real place who you just happen to live in LA. So the fact that you pluck like a little
like a little bitch
makes me feel better that I actually don't even pluck. What I'll do, I got too many now here to pluck. It's over, just right here, it's over 50%. But I'm starting to, I've got 8 or 10 or 12 here, and I've got a bunch. And so I used to, when it wasn't too many, I would just kind of trim and pull them out a little bit. But now I've kind of just been like, all right, they're coming in.
Brown and, I will say this too, like brown and gray sucks. Black and gray looks cool. I have my beard comes in like black, red. Now it has some gray, like some whites. It's too many fucking colors. But like if you were just like jet black hair and then you start to get the white, now you got the salt and pepper going.
Yeah.
That's not a bad look.
Yeah.
Like one of my favorite looks is like a black dude with the white beard out. You know that look?
Yeah.
Like LeVar Burton's rocking that right now. I don't know if you remember Lovey Smith,
no,
coach for the Houston Texans.
Okay.
Chicago Bears.
Okay.
Illinois football.
I don't remember.
He had like a big, huge white beard.
Yeah.
And then like a shaved head.
Okay.
And that looked, to me, that's like good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I was a gay guy, I'd go for like a black dude with a big white beard.
That's your type.
That is my gay type.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool to know that you know what your gay type is.
I know what my gay type is. I'm not attracted to men. I do not want to be on either side of that. But if I had to,
yeah,
I'd be like, who's the black guy with the full white beard? That's a good look. Cornel West.
Yeah.
A young Cornel West.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You picture that?
Yeah.
None of this. is great.
It's all staying in though.
Of course.
Yeah.
Nothing comes out. All I'll do now
really?
Is like, if I nothing comes out, what I'll do is if I think something's going to get me in trouble on YouTube because they're fucking AI algorithm now, I'll bleep stuff and then I'll put it on Rumble for, you know, the psychos to listen to.
Yeah, I know. Unedited. I know YouTube does docu points for some certain
YouTube striked my last episode with Perkins.
Really?
Yeah, because he was spouting conspiracy theories.
Oh, he got into his whole cross burning and all that stuff.
What?
Does he do it? No.
No, we don't say that.
No.
It's not even a conspiracy. He's just in the KKK.
He's not in the KKK. That was a bad attempt at...
What sucks is now you can't just like say a fucked up joke and not go, I'm joking.
Yeah.
And not even for like getting in trouble, but literally like YouTube will go, this is conspiracy. This is hate speech. Like you have to tell the algorithm this is a joke for it to get through the new like AI stuff they do.
Oh, wow.
It sucks.
Wow.
Anyway, this is not interesting, though. We can talk about something else.
I want to talk about more...
Black guys with white beards.
I want to talk about more... Yeah, we've gone into you're superficial as hell about your looks, and we've gone into if you're gay type, if you were gay.
I want to add one more thing. Yeah. I just started plucking like 3 days ago.
Okay, like, come
on. It is almost a brand new thing.
But you say you do about 10 a day.
I've done 10 a day for the last 3 days.
I don't pluck any... Like I said, everything here is just, there's so many.
Were you plucking though?
No, I've never really plucked. But I have just in the last week, I had a white one here, which I find unacceptable. So I plucked that. And then I found a white one on my, here.
Oh, that's bad.
Unacceptable.
That's gotta go.
Plucked that. Never. Then I found it wasn't white. It was dark, but it was on my nose.
Oh, that's horrible.
2 days ago.
That's horrible.
What?
I got one that grows out of a mole on the side of my eye. That's pretty brutal.
I also
got one that comes out in the middle of my neck. Yeah. It just happened. I mean, I don't know what that is. That's like.
So I wasn't sure if this was going to come up. I actually shaved a little. I made sure I cut my beard today because I have, I guess, a form of, when your hair doesn't grow?
Alopecia.
Alopecia. I have a form of alopecia.
On your beard?
Yeah, I used to have a beard like you. It used to go all the way to here.
Yeah.
And now it goes all the way down. It doesn't, I don't know if you can see.
Oh, you got a natural chin strap now.
Yeah. I used to have exactly what you have.
Wow.
I also have a bald spot right there.
I see it.
Yeah.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
When did that start?
The bald spot is just a couple months ago.
I got one right here. You see back of my hairline right there? Kind of like up. Yeah. I got one too.
Nobody cares about that.
Brand, nobody cares about it. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is interesting to talk about.
Who fucking cares?
But
who cares?
This is the superficiality that I'm dealing with.
I think it's fine. I think it's, I mean, look, it's aging. Like, we're aging. I'm 38. You're 42.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that a secret?
No.
All right.
We talked about it last time I was here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. I don't remember.
No, it's not a secret.
I mean, I knew how old you were. I remember that. I didn't remember that we talked about it on the podcast. The podcast just feels like conversations I've had with people. I don't know what I've said on the podcast and what we've said hanging out. So it all blends together for me.
No, I know. And I thought about this on the way over, which is I don't know if what it's like in other cities, but in my experience in Los Angeles, being, do you want to be on my podcast is the same as, do you want to come hang out?
Yeah.
I'm going to also be recording it.
Yes. And by the way, that's exactly what I want the podcast to feel like, is like somebody came over and hung out. Like it's not.
Right.
Yeah. Like I have a couple people that have come on that are like, they like prepare stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing?
I did make a shirt last time.
Yeah, I know.
Did that ever get on? Somewhere?
It's on.
I didn't see it. I was looking for
it. I didn't either. I don't edit it. I only edit it if Mike Perkins puts forward a conspiracy theory about 9/11. Then I will have to edit it. But I only like edit it if somebody has said something that will clearly get me in trouble.
Okay.
But no, you did bring a shirt last time.
Yeah, it said Eagles.
Yeah, it was the dumbest bit.
It was super dumb, but I thought it would make.
I was so happy Dylan was on my side.
I thought it would make Instagram.
It did not.
It did not.
It was nowhere close. I can't remember what made Instagram from that show. I can't remember. What do you think it's going to make from this show?
All the callbacks. It's just going to be a string of callbacks.
It will definitely not be that. I can guarantee you that.
I don't know. I think maybe you don't have to go for the joke. I think we got. I think we were pretty deep on the relationship stuff.
We did, which I think is important. You know, like there's a lot of people out there that like don't know how to fucking break up.
Yeah.
In a human way.
Yeah.
Like, so they'll just like, well, no, we'll just stay together until she stabs me or I throw myself off a bridge. And it's like, whose life are you protecting here? Everybody's, when you're in a bad relationship, everybody's life gets better after the breakup.
I think so.
Yeah. That's not true. I literally, when I said that, I thought of three people whose lives have not gotten better. But
it sounds great.
It does. I don't think, it doesn't matter. Like, in all instances of people whose lives didn't get better, one of the person's life did.
Yeah.
There's no point in both of you being miserable.
Yeah.
Just break up. I remember my mom said that to me one time. She said, when you're breaking up with somebody, you are fighting for your life.
And you told me that.
Oh, I did. Yes, I did.
When I was going through that breakup a few months ago. Yeah, back in January, you said that.
They're trying to take your life.
Yeah.
They don't value your life the way you do.
Yeah. Because
you're not happy and they're not letting you go. Break up.
You said it was a war that you got to fight.
It's a war.
I think you used the word war.
It is a war.
Yeah.
It is a war. If it's when you're in a bad relationship, man, it's up. People fucking, that's how people get like hit or stabbed or murdered.
Yeah.
You ever just find like a guy that looks like a normal guy, but he like, I chopped my wife's head off and put it in the fucking dumpster. It's because you didn't know how, break up. Just break. You could have needed to kill her. You could have just broken up.
Right.
You could have left.
Right.
Same for the ladies out there.
And had your own,
like, who was the lady that like cut her husband's dick off?
Lorena Bobbitt.
It's like,
I remember that.
Just fucking go sleep at your sister's house and call him and be like, my sister is coming by with a security guard I hired to get all my shit.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Right.
I just don't understand like the, I do understand it. I'm just being a dick. I do understand. I've stayed in relationships too long.
Right.
But like,
I think
you're in there right now, if you're in a bad one right now, you know who you are. Right now, there's a person in their car listening, and when I said, if you're in a bad one, they looked like this. They went.
Yeah. They bowed their head.
Yeah.
And they said.
And then they heard, and they got fucking.
They didn't hear the rest of it.
Right now, they're on fire on the side of the road. They thought, they're a charred skeleton.
Yeah, they're like, I think he's going to say kill himself. If you're in a bad relationship, I think he's going to say,
just fucking right into.
Is that going to red flag the YouTube?
Maybe.
Mention of suicide? Can I just? This is one thing about
say suicide. You're supposed to say
end one's own life.
Voluntary exit.
Exit.
I just watched the Colt Brennan. Do you know Colt Brennan, Hawaii quarterback for the 2007 team?
No.
Okay.
For the fighting rainbows.
The Rainbow Warriors.
Rainbow Warriors.
Yeah. But he died. I don't know if he killed himself or if he had like a drug overdose. I think it was a drug overdose. But it was like. It was like a 1 year anniversary of his death or whatever. And they spent a lot of time talking about like mental health and like how to like talk to people when you're going through stuff. But it was like in a genuine way, I think that's why I was saying before, like when it's like a documentary on someone's life, I don't just want like a notice at the end saying, call this number. Like I want to see like people talking about like actual steps you can take. Like the thing I watched on Colt Brennan was like, he must have had a drug overdose because it was like, they were like, here's a thing you can do right now. There's a over the counter medication you can carry that if somebody is ODing on opiates, you can give it to them and it'll say, yeah. So it was like, they literally go like, if you've got somebody in your life who is struggling with this, you should have Narcan in your pocket.
I've heard people say if you have teenagers,
just have Narcan.
Just have Narcan because you just never, like, he could be like a super straight A kid, never does drugs.
Just tries it.
They're like at a party and like, I guess, maybe I'll try it.
Remember Len Bias? I keep referencing things you don't know. This is the guy that was like, he went to, I think, Maryland. He was going to be like the next Jordan.
Yeah.
And the thing that, you know, my dad told me was that he tried cocaine once.
Yes, I think.
And he died.
Yeah.
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 But in reality, I think he'd be doing coke for a little bit.
And there was something in the Coke, probably.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also, like, if I had kids, like, I get, like, making drugs scary to kids.
Right, exactly.
Just me and Liz have talked. Yeah. We're like, every time we, like, Requiem for a Dream, we just watched the movie 25th Hour, Spike Lee directed it. It's Ed Norton. It's really good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
But we're like, yeah, these are good movies to like, yeah. All right, kids, movie night.
Right.
All right, last year we saw Beauty and the Beast. Okay, right. Here's a movie where a person's life spirals into nothingness.
Yeah.
And at the end, he has someone beat the shit out of him so he won't make a pretty bitch in prison.
Yeah.
All right, what'd you think about that movie?
Yeah.
Kids?
You want to do some blow now?
Yeah.
Huh?
You want to try it? It's fun. Everybody's doing it.
No, it's like
this guy did it.
Yeah. No, it's like was it Mean Girls where the PE coach is doing sex ed and he was like, "Do not have sex because you will get pregnant and die of AIDS." All right, everybody grab a condom. I feel like that would be me as a
My wife said that when she was in public school, they would do bananas and they would show them condoms.
I was shown a condom because I remember. I'm sure it was either a banana or a cucumber because I think it was the school nurse who did it was so funny. She opened it and she goes, "Ooh, this one's lubricated. That's okay." And she like, I can remember nobody laughed out loud because we were pretty good kids and polite, but we were all just like,
"That's an insane move."
That's so weird.
That's a weird move.
And I'm pretty sure she was using a cucumber or something.
If you're a teacher and you got to do that part of the sex ed class, you have to be like, there's a script.
Yeah.
I say this.
Yeah.
I say this.
It was clear that everybody involved was nervous. She was nervous. We were nervous. I don't remember any sort of like... inappropriate I think we were pleasant. I don't think we were like laughing inappropriately, but we were all teacher, student, everybody was pretty happy to just get this over with.
Yeah. I heard, I think it was Louis on a podcast telling a joke that a Boston comic had about the banana and the condom. Yeah. It's not my joke and I'm going to fuck it up now, but it's like, The guy walks into class and he's like, "All right, guys, today's sex ed. We're going to learn about putting on a condom. I have a condom and I have a banana. I have the condom to show you how to put these on, and I have the banana because I can't get hard when I'm hungry."
That's awful.
It's pretty funny.
Pretty funny.
Pretty funny joke, though. No, I was like,
was a Louis joke?
No, it's like Louis telling a joke of another guy from Boston. I don't know who the comic is that originally told it.
I have another Louis joke that same situation. It's not a Louis joke, but Louis telling the joke of another comic.
At this point, they become like street jokes.
Almost. Yeah, yeah.
Like when they've transferred hands this many times.
It was a guy, he was being interviewed about some open micer when he first started who would go, who sang a song, sitting on a cock because I'm gay.
Oh, yeah.
He would sing it.
Yeah.
Sitting on a cock because I'm gay.
I never got, I went to Catholic school.
You never got me too?
In high school.
You never got molested?
No.
Is that what you wanted to say?
No, I wanted to say I never got the condom demonstration. I realized how it sounded like I was saying I never got Me Too. No, I never got like.
No, I meant to say that. Yeah, I meant to pick up on that because I noticed that you did say, yeah, Liz went to a public school, and I meant to be like, oh, did you not?
No, like we didn't have that. Like it's always weird for me when people do tell like their sex ed story. Because ours was just like, they literally told us how like the sperm and the egg meet. I mean, it was like my gym coach was like, "Herman the sperm," and he like named the egg and named the sperm and he drew it. He was like, "You guys get it? Okay, great." And he erased the board.
Dodgeball.
But then we never got into like, this is how you have safe sex or anything because it's a Catholic school.
So there is no safe, sex.
There's sex, but it's.
After marriage.
No, but I'm saying, like, there are kids in our school having sex.
Right.
But the school doesn't acknowledge that offer any, like...
Right.
No, their sex ed is, like, you watch, like, the last 10 minutes of Passion of the Christ, and they're like, this is every time you're hard. And that's it. Like, it's very, it's not good to not know how to put a condom on. Mm. Right?
Correct.
We can all agree.
Yeah, I think everybody should know.
That's a skill that all, like, I don't know. What age do teenagers get that? How old were you when you, did you unplug your mic? No. How old were you when they told you how to put a condom on?
I must have been in high school, but maybe even middle school. Maybe
middle school.
Maybe eighth grade.
I don't know what age maybe appropriate is for that. Yeah.
Seventh grade, maybe. I don't know.
I was going to the pro-life rally.
Oh.
They're busting us in.
See, I grew up in Texas.
Yeah.
And there's this whole thing about Texas got rid of sex ed. But that must have happened after I graduated. And maybe, I don't know how that worked, because I remember a sex ed.
Yeah.
In the 90s in Texas. I remember the Cotton administration, like I said, the woman with a... I remember the first time we started talking about it, it wasn't sex ed per se. It was more like intro to your body in like fifth grade. I mean, it was fifth grade.
Okay.
I don't think we really talked about
they're like this
sex, but we did talk about, I remember talking about wet dreams because I hadn't had one yet. And I remember talking about like BO and...
Yeah,
pubic hair, puberty stuff. This is what's going to happen. This is, you're going to get hair. Your voice is going to go deeper. Remember that? And I remember Mr. Clark, who was like the only male fifth grade teacher. So like all the boys in the whole fifth grade were like in his class. And I remember him saying his suggestion was to put the penis in the... Oh, because they talked about you're going to get boners. You're going to get a lot of boners and they're just going to happen. And you're not going to...
Yeah.
And so his suggestion was to keep the penis down in your underwear like this instead of like.
Oh, why? I always went up.
Always go up.
Yeah. I went up, belt over.
Yeah.
Tighten the belt.
To this day, I like up.
Yeah.
I don't like the shaft.
Down is horrible.
I don't like the shaft and the sack all together.
No.
It's not good.
They need their space. They need their...
And I still remember him. And the reason it is imprinted in my head of him, you know, suggesting...
Pulling his penis out and bending it down in front of the whole class.
Yeah, it's because it was... I just remember his scrotum was so long. That's what I remember. No, I remember just going like, oh, that seems so uncomfortable. I just remember like that, like, ugh, like seeing the Grinch get stuck going down the chimney. Like, ugh, that looks
so not a part of the discussion. Again, like, I feel for these conversations, you can't go rogue as a teacher. You can't be like, guys, this part isn't in the book, but when you get these boners, tuck them into your ball sack. That can't be part of it.
Right. Why? But why?
Because first off, it's horrible advice. Secondly, now you know that's what this guy does with his boners. You didn't want to know that, and now you know it.
Yeah, I guess, but I didn't think about it. It wasn't said like in a perverty way.
No,
I guess now it could be.
No, it's not. It's not
now. I do know what his balls. Yeah,
but it's not in. I don't even mean it in a pervy way. I just mean like you should not be thinking of your teacher and what they do sexually. Like, the teacher has to remove themselves as a person. They go, like, if I was teaching that, I would go, like, this is the curriculum. We're going to go over it word by word.
Right.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like kind of like where you, like, make a point
to
show that you're reading a thing.
Right.
I wouldn't be like...
It doesn't say this in the book, but this is
what let me put my little spin on this for you.
This is what I do.
All right. Well, we could have ended this 20 minutes ago and probably been in less trouble than we might be. Ross, crushing it on the social media stuff, by the way.
That's another thing. Thank you. That's another thing.
I'm like your fucking mentor.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Yeah, no, you pushed me out of the nest.
Good. Yeah. Fly, baby bird. Fly.
Although clapper, like I don't do bird. Clapper. You signed me on a clapper.
Stay away from clapper.
I'm
clapper's
done.
Mine.
I'm not doing any more of the clapper.
I'm going five. I'm almost 5K strong on flapper.
Okay.
I'm rising in the ranks.
Clapper.
What did I say?
Flapper.
Oh, well. Those are two things I should probably stop doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I will be in the Yoohoo room whenever you need me.
Yoohoo room is great. I'm there tonight. When, where, why, how, where can people find you on online if they want to support your comedy?
Ross Copeland 1-1. Ross Copeland 11. I think that's everything. YouTube and TikTok and Instagram.
It's a good thing to know.
Ross Copeland 11.
You should make sure.
Clapper. Ross Copeland 11.
Are you still on it?
Yeah. I've got 3 videos.
I hit you with a follow.
You already did.
No, I didn't. I probably unfollowed you.
Why?
Because I unfollowed everybody. But I'll follow you back.
You start over?
No, I just wanted no followers. I wanted to be not following anybody.
You wanted people.
And also, nobody fucking posts anything. So it's like, I'm like, if nobody's posting, I'm not going to. I'll just be like a guy with following nobody, but with 4,700 subscribers. That's a guy worth following. That tells you something.
Right. How many followers do you think you, how many people are you following on Instagram? Do you think?
We can't talk about this on the podcast.
Oh, why?
Because I hate it.
Oh.
We can't talk about Instagram followers. I can't do it.
I'm not talking about how many people follow you.
Yeah.
I'm talking about how many people you follow.
Any iteration of an Instagram followers count, and I become a suicide risk. They will have to put on the bottom of this podcast.
I have one more question.
No, if it's a question in any way about Instagram followers,
It's related to what you just said.
I don't want killing myself if you bring it up again. That's literally what I just said. Don't ask the question. The podcast is over. We're not going out on a how many people do you follow on Instagram tangent. I can't do it. Nobody gives a fuck besides people who live in like a 10-mile radius of where we live in this fucking fake-ass town built in a desert. Yeah. The rest of the world...
you do pluck your white hairs, is that correct?
Fucking sue me. Thanks for coming on the show.
Just for men. Looks so natural. No one can tell.
Just for men gel.
Just for men gel. All right.
All right, later.